Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word. This is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew for Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. The word that we are considering today is the word Advent. This past weekend, we entered a new church year. For centuries, the Christian church has used a church calendar that is divided into seasons, which mark the events of the life and the work of Jesus the Christ. The first season of the church year is the season of Advent. If you were in church this past weekend, you probably noticed a difference that shows this change in the seasons. Just as the falling of the leaves mark the change of season from fall to winter, so also the colors in the church mark the changes in the church seasons. The green of Trinity comes down and the purple of Advent takes its place. An Advent wreath with purple, pink, and white candles may sit near the front of the church. But let's go back to that word Advent once more. The word Advent is not one that you will find in the Bible, but it does have a connection to the Bible. Our English word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which is used in Jerome's Latin translation of the Bible called the Vulgate. This Latin word was used by Jerome to translate the Greek word parousia, which means coming or arrival. In the New Testament, the word parousia or Adventus is used to refer to the coming of Jesus on the last day. We might tend to think of Advent as a time of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus the Christ in Bethlehem. And it is. There were many Old Testament promises of the coming or advent of the Savior at his birth. For example, the prophet Jeremiah proclaims, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth." A century later, the prophet Zechariah would announce the advent of the Savior, saying, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." But Advent also looks to the Savior's coming on the last day, the day of judgment. Speaking of this advent of our Savior, Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 4, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." The Christian does not just look back to the coming of Christ at his birth, but also looks ahead to the final coming of the Christ on the last day. Finally, Advent also refers to the coming of Christ to sinners right now. In John 5:25, Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." That time is now. Our Savior is coming to us today through His Word and Sacrament to make us alive who were dead in our trespasses and sins through faith in Him. Without this advent of our Savior, the first advent of Jesus and His perfect life and sacrificial death mean nothing. And without this advent of the Savior, His final advent will be one of judgment for the sinner instead of one of salvation. Thanks be to God for the salvation He brings to sinners through the advents of Jesus Christ. Prepare my soul to meet Him. Thanks for joining us again this week. The Lord be with you.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth, and is more precious than gold.